Okay, let's go on to Carol, who's been patiently waiting. What's on your mind, Carol?
Hi. I hope you don't mind going back to Kohl's. I didn't catch that used book resource.
Oh, yeah. Used book search, it's called. Used book search. Just those three words in a row. And then .co.uk. And I have no connection with them. It's just when I'm looking for a used book, I only have to go to that one place, and they search all over the world, any place that publishes in English.
Okay, got that. Thank you very much. Okay, I got to get back to first it started out with my sciatica coming back after 8 years. It came back about a year ago. And then I've developed this pain in my right arm that runs down my arm. Started at night, now it's night and day. And now I have a pain in my right shoulder blade. I can't afford the prolotherapy injections. I bought a TENS machine because that's what was used 8 years ago when I went to a physical therapist, and that was exercises got me through it and over it. But now there's so many different routes to go. I don't know whether I should go Rolfing or chiropractic, and then there's so many different types of chiropractors. What do you recommend?
Well, here's the thing, ma'am. You can rule in or out something on your own. Are you married? Do you have a partner?
No.
Okay. Do you have a very good friend?
Yeah.
Good. Because you do need a very good friend, because what you do, you keep your clothes on, no problem there, but you take your shoes and socks off. Mm-hmm. And you lay on your back on your bed with just your feet and ankles hanging over the end of the bed, and then you try to touch the two inner ankle bones to each other, and you have your friend there to see, do those ankle bones touch each other precisely right on, or is one a little bit lower than the other, which is frequently the case with the type of pain you're telling me about, first sciatica, then in the shoulder blade, then over in the arm, and so forth, just traveling like that. And if those leg lengths, which the ankle bones will tell you about, are unequal, then you need a special type of chiropractor. But having said that, you can usually get the problem gone if that's the case. Now, the other thing that friend wants to do while you're sitting in a chair is you do like all our mothers told us. It's in the mother handbook. Sit up straight, dear. You sit up straight. And then while keeping your shoulders perfectly still, turn your head to the left or right first. I don't care which. And see how far it can turn. And your friend just puts the finger right at the point of your chin, and then you turn the other way and see how far you can turn. And what do you know, if the turning to the left is greater than the right or vice versa, that's another thing that says that you need this special type of chiropractor. This special type takes extra training that the others haven't decided to do. It's called upper cervical chiropractic. And where do you live, ma'am?
Black Diamond.
Black Diamond. Okay. There is an organization, goes online under all the, after all the W's, I should say, NUCCA. N as in nose.
Okay. N.
UCCA. And that what that stands?
Okay.
Dot O-R-G. And
dot
what that stands? R-G.
Dot O-R-C?
No, O-R-G. O-R-G. Yeah, and what that stands for is National Upper Cervical Chiropractic Association. That's the type of chiropractor you need if you find one or both of those physical signs to be a problem. And I check that first because it sounds really suspicious. And there are several in our area. What you want to look through is you look through their criteria, and the more experience somebody has and the more credentialed they are, it's probably best to start there, considering where you live and how much distance you'd have to travel, and then because sometimes you'd have to go quite a long way for a real experienced one. So you just pick the one that you can get to most easily, that's most experienced or most credentialed in your area, and go there. But insofar as, does that mean they're superior to other chiropractors? No. They work on what's called the upper cervical vertebrae, and those two, if misaligned, can create these all over the body symptoms. Whereas, let's say you just had plain old sciatica, then a chiropractor that doesn't have this extra training would be fine. But this does sound more like more than plain old sciatica.
What do you think of Rolfing?
Well, I think it's a good way to work a lot of things out. However, given the symptoms you told me, I'm kind of suspicious. You need one of these NUCCA chiropractors, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. I thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling.